What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and I am joined today by a very special guest. I have been on Henry C's podcast. Henry, would you want to tell us about your show?
Hi, good to be here, Mr. Eric. Hi. So, I have a podcast called Time Warp the First Season. It's an audio, a family audio drama, a audio drama made by me aimed at kids. And yeah.
And you also have, a sort of a separate show. I guess it's more of an I Can show for the radio, in Oregon that both of us are on. Can you tell us about that one too?
Yeah. I was on the first episode of the show I Can Become.
Yeah, I Can Become. Yeah, that's the one I meant. I got my podcast pitches mixed up there. I apologize. But yeah, and it was so great. Henry C is just a wonderful host. Almost in seventh grade now. And you're here today to ask me a what if question, right?
Yeah. What if guitars rained from the sky? What if it rained guitars?
All right. What if it rained guitars? Now, if I recall correctly, it was a specific kind of guitar that you wanted it.
Yeah, electric guitars.
Ah, electric guitars. Okay. I wanted to make sure that I got the full question in here. So before we jump into the story, this is a fully improvised story for you listeners at home, which means Henry's gonna jump in. Henry, do you play electric guitar?
No. I've got a couple of different instruments I play, though.
Oh, you do? What instruments do you play?
Teaching myself how to play piano, and then I play clarinet in my middle school band.
Piano and clarinet. So already very musical.
Yes.
I already have one character in mind that I want you to meet because it just immediately jumped into my head. I'll keep that a surprise. But is there any one character that you might want to meet in What If Worlds?
Couple of my favorites. I love JF Cat. I love Fred the dog. Everyone loves Fred.
Okay. We are going to answer the question. What if it rained electric guitars? Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Henry was enjoying a nice stroll along the neighborhood. Excuse me, I'm a little lost here. My name's JF Cat, and who might you be?
Hi, JF Cat, I'm Henry, nice to meet you.
Oh, such a pleasure to meet you.
I love cats, but I've never met a talking one before.
Where I come from, they are commonplace. Maybe you can help me get home?
Now this is when Henry, a clever and cautious kid like you, took a break to call his grown-ups and ask to visit What If World with JF Cat. They had already given permission, otherwise we wouldn't be telling the story, but it never hurts to double check.
Okay, I have some time.
Oh, very good, very good. It's always good to check in with the grown-ups, of course, before heading off to an imaginary land. But off we go. And there they were, in What If World.
Whoa, what is this place?
Actually, it looks a little bit different. This neighborhood, which is normally lined by strange houses all built and the various shapes that people imagine, except that these houses had lots of damaged roofs and broken musical instruments sticking out of their lawns and cracked pavement, and people were picking through the rubble of damaged instruments, carrying very sturdy-looking umbrellas, as if they worried about something falling on their heads at any minute.
So this isn't normal for this What If World place?
Normally people aren't so afraid as they walk around during their day. But there was one person who did not seem afraid at all, bursting out of an apartment building with a big, joyful grin on his face was Alabaster Zero.
Who are you?
I'm What If World's best detective. Well, between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. when Fairlise isn't taking on new cases, it's me on Tuesdays, actually. Then I'm the best detective in What If World. And I see a mystery in front of me to solve. What do you think happened here? There's so much damage around this. Oh, these houses are messed up.
I don't know. It seems like there's broken guitars everywhere.
That's right. You know, I love solving mysteries and I'm super duper good at it. But I'm also a really good electric guitar teacher. So
Really? Maybe
I should just like give you some lessons, you know, while you're visiting.
Alabaster, everyone kind of looks really, really scared.
So Henry, the first thing you gotta do before you pick up an electric guitar is make sure you're wearing a really cool t-shirt. So what's your t-shirt say?
I've got that covered. It says Next Level Pinball Museum.
Wow, you know a lot about rock and roll.
I really don't.
The next important thing to be a really great rocker. And before Alabaster Zero could finish the sentence, storm clouds started forming overhead.
What's happening?
The sky opened up quite literally with a swirling vortex that started dropping.
That does not sound good.
Electric guitars!
That explains the broken guitars everywhere.
But it doesn't teach us how to play. I bet if we learn how to be really good guitarists, then we will solve the mystery. They just want to be played, right? That's probably why they're here.
Who can say?
That seems like one possible reason, but we've really done absolutely no information gathering.
You're right. We need to get to the rock and roll shop because we are dangerously low on rock and roll gear, which is absolutely necessary in order to play the electric guitar, thus solving this mystery.
This reasoning just seems unsound to me, but I'm along for the ride.
Okay, let's go.
And off they went to the rock and roll shop. Now, Henry,
yeah?
What is one of your favorite foods?
Let's just say donuts off the top of my head.
All right, here we are at the Speakeasy Donuts shop that is secretly also a rock and roll shop.
Okay.
I think you're just hungry for donuts, Alabaster.
No, that's definitely not it.
And Alabaster went inside and ordered a bunch of donuts.
Oh, hey, how are you?
I seem to remember Julie the Robot's bakery being called Need Another, but the sign outside says Speakeasy Donuts.
Our title is very subjective to imagination. Oh no, let's get down to the rock and roll basement.
And they fled into the rock and roll basement, which had all different kinds of musical instruments and rock and roll gear, as well as, of course, electric guitars.
Okay, now it's time for your next lesson, Henry. If you're gonna really rock out, you need to know one thing. It's what a whammy bar is, okay? So there's this little bar, and yep, you stick it at the end, near the end of the guitar here. Electric guitars usually have a hole for it. And then you kind of wobble it back and forth as you're playing the guitar, and it goes...
Yeah. Oh, I think I know it well. I think I've heard one of those before.
And Alabaster Zero handed Henry an electric guitar and screwed in a little bar to it.
Okay, and the next thing you need to learn, absolutely vital, is which pedals to press to make your voice sound weird while you sing.
Pedals?
Yeah.
You know, I despise being the voice of reason. I would rather be napping. But it seems like maybe we should solve the mystery.
All of this stuff is really important, though. You gotta...
Is it, though?
Oh, you know, we haven't dyed your hair yet.
No.
Maybe like a mohawk?
No, thank you.
Are you 18 yet?
Nope.
What do your grown-ups say about tattoos and piercings?
Nope.
They would be imaginary, of course.
I fail to see how any of this is important.
Okay, I admit it. I don't know how to play electric guitar. Well, if you move your fingers really fast and go... It sounds like you're doing a rocking guitar solo, but then I realized that making those solos happen on the guitar is actually really hard.
If something's really hard, you gotta just keep trying.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
But what if I just
like paint my nails and get like some cool eyeshadow going. That's rock and roll. That'll probably help, right?
You just gotta keep practicing. I'll give you an example. I didn't learn how to play the clarinet in one day, did I?
You didn't? It took you more than a day?
I'm still learning it.
Because I played guitar once for an entire day and then my fingers hurt and I was like, I should be really good at it now.
No, you gotta keep practicing.
Keep practicing?
Yeah, it takes a lot. There's a lot of things that take a lot of practice, and learning a musical instrument is one of them.
So you're positive that if I get a belt with a metal skull on it that seems really rock and roll, that that's not going to make me a better guitarist?
No, practicing is going to make you a better guitarist. Sorry, Alabaster.
Alabaster Zero, when was it that you started trying to do everything other than playing a guitar in order to make you better at playing a guitar?
I don't know. I mean, it was probably around, like, the exact time that it started raining electric guitars everywhere.
Okay. Try practicing more and maybe it'll stop raining guitars.
Well, here we go. Let's try and learn together.
And he and Henry started playing together. And do you think it sounded amazing?
No, I don't think it did. I mean, but we've just started. We're gonna get better over time.
You know, maybe I should get like a, you know, one of those people that knows more than you. So they tell you stuff and then you do that stuff and then you get better at the stuff.
A guitar teacher?
Right! Do they have those?
Yeah.
You weren't able to find a clarinet teacher, were you?
No, but because my band teacher is the one that teaches me how to play clarinet.
So they teach like a bunch of people all at once?
Yeah. Bunch of people all at once, a bunch of different instruments.
That's okay, so music teachers have a really hard job.
Yeah.
I think we should probably just acknowledge that.
But hey, my teacher's amazing. She knows how to play every one of the instruments that we play in our school band, so.
Wait, so she knows how to play like 3 instruments?
A lot more than 3.
4?
More than 4.
This sounds awesome. I'm gonna be so rock and roll. And now I just need like maybe a headband. Maybe like one of those double guitars, you know, where it's like one guitar on top of the other.
That's not how you become a rock and roll star. It's not how you become a rock star.
And even if you don't become a star, if you enjoy the playing, does it really matter all that much?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And as Alabaster and Henry practiced together,
it's actually gotten kind of quiet in here. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I haven't heard discordant guitar noises from upstairs in like at least a half hour.
You're in 6th grade and you know the word discordant.
Yes, I do.
That is rock and roll.
Is it?
Anything can be rock and roll.
Okay.
I think you're right. Even donuts can be rock and roll. I think we're losing the thread here. This lesson is not about what is or is not rock and roll. It's about practice.
Yeah, you've probably heard that phrase, practice makes perfect. It's not practice makes perfect. What I like to say is practice makes progress.
Ah, that is much more realistic and attainable and doesn't make me feel stressed out about every time I mess up.
Yeah.
But we have been playing musical instruments for several hours now, so we should probably get you back to what is world. Yeah. Do you want a few donuts for the road?
Yeah, I'll take a couple. My brother would probably be happy about that.
Well, here's half a dozen. And I did give this one a mohawk, and I did give that one a cool graphic tee. And this one's wearing flannels. That one has a belt with a very cool metal buckle on it.
Okay.
Maybe you can come and make some of those for us, because now that we have this secret rock and roll basement down here. Sure, yeah, that sounds great.
What about your normal job as a detective?
Sometimes I just honestly just need a break from that. In case you haven't noticed, I'm not always the best detective.
Yeah, I've noticed.
But practice makes progress.
Exactly.
The end.
Yeah. We did it!
Henry, thank you so much. Thank you for playing off of 2 of our wackiest characters in all of What If Worlds.
2 of my favorites.
Now, what are you working on?
I have a podcast that I record out of my bedroom called Time Warp the First Season. As I mentioned earlier on, it's an audio drama for people of all ages. We find out what happens when an 11-year-old discovers a time machine in his garage.
Ugh. I love it. I love a good time travel story.
I don't have any full episodes out yet, but I've got a trailer and I've got like one little preview scene.
By the time you're hearing this, it might already be out.
Yeah.
Now also, the reason this team up is happening is because we are both friends of the ICANN family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, ICANN is, it's a kids radio network, a bunch of programming named at kids, including What If Will.
Yeah.
I believe we're recording this for ICANN's 5th birthday.
I hope they'll be around for many, many years to come.
Yeah,
they play awesome classical music, and I've been lucky enough to be a part of ICANN, I-C-A-N, since the very beginning.
Yeah.
All right, Henry. Well, thank you so much for coming by. Thanks to our friends at ICANN, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, it's been fun. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks.
Bye, Henry. Fred the dog here to give a shout out to Sammy, age 6. Sammy writes, "My favorite characters are Fred the dog and JF Cat." But that came first, so I'm doing it.
Aww.
"I live in London, England with my sister Annabelle."
Hi, Annabelle.
"And I love playing football, or soccer as you call it in America. I'm the goalkeeper.
I find that putting my claws through the ball makes it so that no one can score a goal. Little pro tip for ya."
Oh yeah, that's good.
"I've also got a meow out for Jacob Rao. Jacob is turning 8 in April. He loves his two kitties, Leopold Von Stripey Pants and Ted Head Schmed Bobed.
Those are great names.
His favorite character is me, JF Cat. And he says thanks for all your work. You're very welcome."
You never work.
Quiet.
"I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, my guest, Henry, my friends at ICANN Radio, where you can listen at icannradio.org, and all you kids at home who remember that practice makes progress, not perfection. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
ICANN is sponsored by our friends of the Oregon Association for Talented and Gifted, a nonprofit membership organization supporting gifted students, their families, educators, and communities. OTAG believes that every child deserves to experience the arts and to learn something new every day. For more information about OTAG, you can visit oatag.org.